Welcome to Cuba. Christopher Columbus landed here in October 1492, during his great westward voyage of discovery. Since his trip had been largely funded by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain, it seemed only polite to honour them somehow. He chose to name the island after their daughter, Juana. But gratitude, it seems, is not forever. Columbus went on to change the name several times, and after a few decades of uncertainty, it eventually became known as Cuba, from its aboriginal name, Cubanascanan. Places not to miss in Cuba include the capital city, Havana. Here you'll find probably the finest examples of Spanish colonial architecture in all of Latin America. Much of the historic centre has been carefully restored, and the city has managed to hold on to a subtle and haunting atmosphere. Trinidad is a small and peaceful city, with the sea to one side and a range of rolling green hills to the other. This place has been almost perfectly preserved since colonial times. There are many fine churches and red-tiled mansions lining the cobbled streets, and visitors are welcomed. Don't leave the town without taking in the flavours of the Casas de la Trova, the music clubs, or a traditional cigar factory,